The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb and Matt the Miz Mizler on the other side. And, you know, Miz, we didn't get into this morning. But, yeah, the NCAA and their constitutional convention, just to give you some quotes.
The Constitutional Convention at McDonald's? Right. Oh, different one.
Right, okay. Right. So he said, quote, this is Mark Emmert talking. The goal is to make sure that we can align authority and responsibilities, get that right between campuses and the conferences and the national level. Mid-American Conference Commissioner John Steinbrecher talked about this. He said, it's evident we're going to take a hard look at the structure and governance of the association and have a discussion about values and a discussion of goals. We talked about modernization of the rules. Well, perhaps it's time to modernize the association. Man, listen. For years, they have, you know, talk about what your values are. I mean, I think what their values are has already been established. I think it's just an admission. I think if anything, it's aligning with what their values are in practice with what their values are on paper. Values in practice and the values are on paper are two totally different things, Miz. I mean, we have seen what their values are in practice. That with LSU just totally disregarding any semblance of following the rules, and that being it being so casual, the regard or the lack of regard for the rules that is so casual in the South tells you everything you need to know about the values of the organization. Forever they've been it's been more about lip service than it has been actually living the ideals. So, I mean, is this just an admission of what they are and where they are? I think so. I think they have to do that in order to protect their bottom line, because at the end of the day, while it may be on paper what their values are, right, and they aren't following them in practice, they are spending money on those values. And if the revenue is going to shrink, right, then why would you spend as much money as you are spending on governance when you aren't governing in the first place? I think that's the reality that they're dealing with. It's like, well, you don't really care about the rules anyway. We only spend money on it for appearances' sake, not because we actually care. So why spend money on that? Let's save that money, thus protecting the bottom line a little bit more. Let's try to protect the championships that we have. Let's try to protect the big dance, and let's try to run the championships in these other sports. And in that way, at least we still have some cash coming in.
I mean, what do you expect from the NCAA, Sam?
This is me talking. This is what I think they're going to.
Oh, well.
This is what they didn't say this. This is what I think. Because otherwise, what are you sitting there talking about, man? I mean, what is the Constitutional Convention for? Why do you have to examine your values and what your goals are? Because right now you spend a lot of money, court cases that you lost, rules that you're trying to enforce just on paper, but not really in practice. Look, man, they spent $68 million on legal last year. Why? You could pocket that money. You cannot spend that money.
Wait, they didn't pocket that money?
They spent it. I think they spent another $1 million on lobbyists. Like, why?
Oh boy.
Why are you spending that money for something that you aren't realizing any return on? Same thing with the rules. It's all a facade anyway. Mm-hmm. Again, Will Wade has a job. Will Wade has a job. Does LSU have any penalties? Can anyone point to NCAA sanctions against LSU right now of substance? Can you? I'll wait. I hear silence. So again, values, I think they've been established. I think we know what they are. This is all about how can we save the most money? How can we save the most money? Right? So we'll see. And that's why, to get back to the conversation we were just having with Scott, look, Big Ten, position yourself for the biggest seat at the table post NCAA in its current form that you can possibly have. This will be big bank takes little bank every day of the week. So SEC has the big bank. You want to be the other side of that coin. So when the, you know, whatever this next chapter is of TV deals and conference alignment, who the power brokers are, you want to be, you don't want to be in a position of weakness. You don't want to be in a position of having the SEC dictate direction. You know, who gets what piece of the pie, who has the biggest say in the college football playoff, all of that. You want your big seat at the table. You have got to be thinking beyond what's in front of you. Mm-hmm. You got to be thinking beyond, oh, who are the two teams we could add? Man, no. You got to be thinking beyond the Pac-12. Don't let what look to be barriers right now stand in your way. Sankey didn't do that. Think about it. As Scott just pointed out, the Texas and Oklahoma had a disproportionate share of Big 12 revenue. Texas had its own network. They bent the knee, they kowtowed, they placated, they did whatever they could to accommodate those two schools, and they still left. They still went to the SEC. Now, you would think if saying it's not even worth it, you're saying it's not even, we aren't going to do that for Texas. This is the SEC. You think Bama's going to allow Texas to get a bigger share?
Nope.
You think Georgia's going to allow Texas to get a bigger share?
Nope.
So that's why I say it was whatever he said, whatever he did, the brilliance of the argument to get them to come is he humbled them and placated them at the same time. He humbled them and praised them in the same breath. Because, look, make no mistake, for Texas to go to the SEC and not take the Texas share of the pie is a humbling occurrence. Period.
Mm-hmm.
This is Texas we're talking about. You know, we deserve a bigger show because you aren't getting that in the SEC. And they still went. They still went. So that's why I say don't look at the ACC and think for a second that however long these deals they have are, and the conference brotherhood that they may have, and Tobacco Road on the college basketball side, these are not insurmountable barriers. Not in this day and age. Maybe yesteryear. But now we have seen the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Texas and Oklahoma moving, and we have seen that money isn't a barrier either. $75, $80 million, I bet you they thought when they signed it, there's no way these schools are going to be with. This is a number that's so big, so steep, a team wouldn't dare leave. Texas, Oklahoma said, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN and SEC said, we got that. We got that. We'll chip in. They will do the same thing with the ACC. You mark my words. He's thinking long. He's long game is what he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Warren and the Big Ten have to do the same thing. Otherwise, you know, the ACC's, you know, their play to protect themselves. They better go get Notre Dame. You're going to pick up West Virginia. Can they make a move to bolster themselves enough to keep Clemson, to keep Miami, to keep Florida State, to keep the pillars of their conference on the football side? I think, you know, basketball is inclined to stay. Like Duke, Carolina, you know, their basketball properties, I think, are more inclined to want to maintain the status quo. Their ACC ties. ACC, at the end of the day, is a basketball conference. But in this argument, football will rule.
Mm-hmm.
Football will determine the direction, even with the strongest basketball is for them. So can they make the moves that will, you know, that will encourage Clemson, Miami, and Florida State enough to not listen to the play that's being made behind the scenes? You at least you have the benefit of knowing. There may not be any overt signs, but what just happened with Texas and Oklahoma, discussions that clearly have been going on for a long time, discussions, what I found so funny, so Sankey said, oh, we aren't going to have any problems, Bob Boesby and I at the playoff committee meetings, after he just stole a couple of things. What can Boesby say at this point, right? I mean, you know, how much longer will Boesby be in that meeting anyway? Big 12's going away. He can't say much.
Nope.
So my point, though, is he showed you with that move how he's thinking. And so you should anticipate that these discussions are happening right now with those schools. ACC, sure, better.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, I don't care about the ACC. To me, it's about the Big Ten. And they have got to be having those conversations. The barrier that I think may be the toughest for them is their Southern mentality. Not necessarily on campus, but of their supporters, of the people that you see in the stands, of the boosters. I used the Texas example last week. You know, you go to Austin. I've been to Austin several times. Austin, folks, is like Ann Arbor. I'm telling you, you go to Austin, Texas, and it's like an oasis. It's like, oh my God, am I really in Texas? Like, because it don't feel like it. It does not feel like it, Miz. It's like, okay, this is a pretty northern feeling town.
Mm-hmm.
You go 5 minutes outside of Austin, you realize you're in Texas again. You get over near Dripping Springs. Oh yeah, I'm not in Austin anymore. I'm in, yeah. Stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. That's where you are once you get a couple miles outside of Austin. But again, it's like an oasis. It's like, you know, Austin would really fit in the Big Ten. But their supporters, when that whole Eyes of Texas thing was going on, or still going on,
mm-hmm.
and this could really, you would think, affect recruiting. If I'm recruiting against Texas, I'm saying, hey, black players, look at how they treat you. Look at how they treat you. You have a school song based on a minstrel show. It's brought to their attention. I will give credit to the university. They were very out front about it. But when the students, and not just the student athletes, voiced their displeasure, made it an issue, school didn't say, hey, you know what? We're going to retire this song as the school song. And they said, hey, you know what? We're still going to sing this school song. And if you don't want to sing it, players, you know, we can figure out a way for you to, and band members, maybe you have some different band or some different affiliation in terms of, marching band affiliation. Because the Texas marching band is going to play the Eyes of Texas. And one of the boosters came out, and that was, I think, had a lot to do with booster pressure. And so when the discussion about its potential impact on recruiting came out, one of their biggest boosters came on and said, hey, you don't want to see the Eyes of Texas, then you don't need to come to Texas. It's like, didn't give a damn what it meant to recruiting.
Nope.
That entrenched. So while the campus, you know, is more northern, like the support, the alums, I mean, the pool that they have, they're more southern. And so getting back to the ACC discussion, is it that way at Carolina? You know, their campus environment seems like it's a great fit for the Big Ten. Duke's campus environment seems like it's a great fit for the Big Ten. Georgia Tech's campus environment seems like it's a great fit for the Big Ten. UVA's campus environment seems like it's a great fit for the Big Ten, but these are all schools in the South. In even Charlottesville, which I've said this, you know, a bunch of times on this show now, man, I feel like I'm in the South once I hit Manassas. I mean, you can talk till you blew in the face about, yeah, and not to get into politics. Not going to get too far off into that venture, but, you know, someone just messaged into us, well, hey, you know, Virginia's a blue state now. I was like, hold up, bro. Northern Virginia drives that. Northern Virginia, maybe the Tidewater area. Virginia's a southern state. You feel it once you get to Manassas. You definitely feel it once you're in Charlottesville. And south of Charlottesville, yeah, bro, you see the stars and bars going around there pretty, quite a bit. I'm just having driven through that state quite a bit. A lot of family down there. I'm just telling you. So anyway, point being, what drives the affiliation? Is it the campus environment, the academic identity, or is it your regional ties and where your support structure is? You know, your alumni base, your fan base, and who they identify with. Is that what's going to drive their direction? If there's a barrier for the Big Ten in the ACC, it's that. Don't think it's dollars. Don't think it's brotherhood. I think it's we're Southerners. You're Yankees. But I make them tell me that first.
Yeah.
I'd at least try it, Miz. I would at least try it. So we'll see. We'll see, my man. We will obviously be having this discussion for weeks, months, if not years to come. We will get back into the Pistons discussion. Like we just didn't have enough time to play you the introductory press conference today. We'll get into that tomorrow. We'll also have the Tawny Top 3. We'll have Eric Adelson and much, much more. But great start to the week, Miz, my man.
Good start to the week. Good start. And just onward and forward, my dude.
Yeah, looking forward to it. As always, folks, always great to be with you. Be back with you tomorrow here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTKA The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.